Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into a fascinating world, a world of credit invisibility, 53 million Americans living off the grid of traditional credit cards.
53 million. That's a huge number. It's like a whole nother country of people just saying no thanks to Visa and MasterCard. So who are these people, these credit outsiders?
PIMMENT's intelligence breaks them down into four key groups. Second chancers, folks who've had cards before and might be willing to dip their toes back in. Credit curious, the newbies intrigued by the plastic promise. Then you've got the gone for goods, those who've sworn off credit for good. And lastly, the never nevers, who've never had a card and never want one. Makes you wonder what drives such diverse attitudes towards credit, right?
Absolutely. Are they all just living completely cash-only lives, bartering chickens for groceries? What's the deal?
Not quite. Get this. 62% of these outsiders actually do use some form of credit. Think store cards, buy now, pay later, things like that. It's not that they're anti-credit. They just prefer alternative solutions, maybe something more digestible than a traditional credit card.
So it's more like credit card outsiders specifically. Huh. That reframes things entirely. I mean, store cards and BNPL, that's still debt, right? Still a credit risk. Are these alternatives actually safer for consumers, or is it just a different flavor of the same thing?
It's a great question, and there's definitely a debate to be had there. But from the FI's perspective, that's financial institutions. It's a clue. It shows that these millions of people aren't necessarily unreachable. They're just looking for something different, something that maybe caters to their specific needs.
So how do banks tap into this massive untapped market?
Well, secured credit cards seem like a promising entry point. It lets people build or rebuild their credit, kind of like training wheels. And almost 30% of outsiders expressed interest, pretty close to the 28% interested in traditional cards. Plus, BNPL is right up there at 27%, so it's clear there's an appetite for alternative credit solutions.
Makes sense. Offer a low-risk way to get back in the game. But what about trust? How do banks rebuild that bridge, especially with those burned in the past, the gone for goods?
Transparency is key. Clear communication, understandable terms, and resources to help manage credit responsibly. That's a good starting point. And for those worried about debt, maybe emphasizing the safety net aspect of credit, especially for emergencies.
That safety net angle, it's interesting, because it flips the narrative, doesn't it? Instead of credit being this tempting trap, it's a tool for stability, for peace of mind.
Exactly. And another big one, especially these days, data security. A lot of folks are wary of fraud and identity theft, so highlighting robust security measures is crucial.
It all comes down to understanding each group's specific anxieties, then tailoring products and messaging accordingly. A one-size-fits-all approach clearly won't cut it with this crowd.
You got it. It's about meeting people where they are, addressing their concerns, and building relationships based on trust and understanding. And that, my friends, is how you re-engage 53 million credit outsiders. This has been Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Goodbye.